This is Mercury Control. A countdown at the MA-9 launch is now T-minus 1 minute and counting. As of this time, all systems are go. The umbilical has been ejected. This is Mercury Control. We have a momentary hold at T-minus 19 seconds. T-minus 15 seconds and counting. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. John Glenn's fireflies. He reported that he saw the lights at the city of Perth, Australia, which had been turned on so that he could see them. Everything on board the spacecraft appears to be nominal. This is Mercury Control.
Gordo, could you give me a readout on your H202 pressures, please?
Pressure, 475 auto, and I have 490 on manual.
Oh, Roger, you're getting kind of chintzy on using this fuel up there.
Roger, FQI, I'm indicating 101 on auto and 102 on manual.
You son of a gun, I haven't got anything to talk about. We're starting to pick a picture up now. You look pretty casual.
Oh, I am.
I still see that fly on your nose. All of our monitors down here are overjoyed. Everything looks beautiful.
Very good. Looks mighty good up here, too.
The Phase 7 spacecraft is passing at this time over approximately the east coast of the state of Georgia. Astronaut Cooper sounds good. He is working up there as a competent, very carefully trained engineering test pilot. All of the telemetry indication from the spacecraft at this time gives us every indication of a textbook flight, as Wally Schirra once said. This is Mercury Control.
Phase 7, this is Cape Capcom. We are very impressed with the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Phase 7, your TV picture looks very good. Apparently the fly got off your nose.
On the basis of computations and on the basis of what we know about the atmosphere at this time, we estimate that this spacecraft could fly as many as 92 orbits.
We'd like to have a brief rundown on the acquisition of the beacon that you acquired and an idea of about what distance away you would guess it was.
Roger, the last I saw it on the last part of the night side, it looked like it was about 12 to 13 miles away. On the first side, it looked like it was about 10 or 8 or 10 miles away. And at the last, it was quite getting fairly dim, about the order of a fourth or fifth magnitude star. Here's Florida coming in view.
This is Mercury Control. Cooper's management of onboard systems is evidently mighty, mighty good. His use of electrical power is lower than the flight planned utilization rate. Similarly, his use of attitude control system fuel is lower than the flight planned rate. As of this time, all of the systems on board the spacecraft are go, and we've got one very excellent go-type pilot at the controls.
This is Mercury Control. We have not heard from Gordon Cooper since our last contact with him at the Rosnot Victor in the South Pacific, at which time he reported he was starting his rest period. Around the Mercury network, we've had at least one complete change of crews at this time. And the network itself seems to be in excellent shape. This is Mercury Control out. Since our last report, astronaut Cooper continues in what has come to be known as the sleep configuration. This is Mercury Control out. This is Mercury Control. About 4 minutes ago, suddenly we heard a familiar voice come through, and it was the voice of Mercury astronaut L. Gordon Cooper. He hasn't told us exactly what time he woke up, but the first communication we had from him was at 5:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning. He came up on his own initiative and called up the station at Mouché, who had telemetry contact with the spacecraft. This is Mercury Control, some 21 hours and 29 minutes into the flight of Faith 7.
Faith 7, Cape Capcom, over.
Faith 7.
Roger, Gordo, good morning. I have a few wake-up questions for you, if you don't mind. Did you use any auto fuel during the sleep period?
Negative.
We can say you were drifting and dreaming, can't we?
You bet.
Hello up there.
Hello down there. And all I do is take pictures, pictures, pictures.
All I do is clean, clean, clean.
Right. I got all of the bar of the light packs, and now I'm busily engaged yawing around on the MIT jobbies.
Roger. You got my sympathy.
I'm not complaining. Playing gig?
I have your ATC clearance. Are you ready to copy?
Roger.
Please pass to Major Cooper in flight from Air Force Secretary Zuckert and Chief of Staff General LeMay. It is with great pride and enthusiasm that the entire United States Air Force is following the progress of your historic flight, a dramatic contribution to aerospace exploration. Good luck and Godspeed. Over.
Roger, thank you.
That's all right, Colonel.
This is Mercury Control. The Faith 7 spacecraft with Gordon Cooper at the controls is now on his 20th revolution around the Earth. At 1:36 p.m., he reported to the Capcom in Hawaii that his O5G light came on without apparent cause.
Faith 7, this is Cape Capcom, over. Roger, Gordo. We'd like to have you first put the ASCS 05G fuse switch on and check your 05G light. Do you have a light?
Roger, when I put my ASCS 05G switch fuse on, my light comes green, over.
Roger, with that fuse switch off, put the emergency 05G fuse switch on and check the light, please.
Put the ASCS 05G switch fuse off, and the emergency 05G switch fuse on. The light is off screen, over.
Roger. The next step, we would like to actually have you power up the ASCS bus with the gyros caged, of course. After gyro warm-up, go to gyros free, and actually select auto to see if, in fact, the AmpCal produces the 05G roll rate. If this is the case, you can immediately select fly-by-wire and stop the roll rate, and then we'll try to figure out what's happened, okay?
Roger, understand.
This is Mercury Control. We have analyzed our information provided by astronaut Gordon Cooper as he passed the Zanzibar tracking station, and we are convinced at this time that the inverters
which supply electrical power to his attitude control system, that is the automatic attitude control system, are both inoperative, both the primary and the alternate. And this means that he will have to perform the entire retro rocket firing and re-entry operation on either fly-by-wire or on manual proportional control. According to our telemetry, he has adequate fuel supply available to both systems to perform the maneuver. This is Mercury Control with 33 hours and 56 minutes of the manned orbital space flight of Phase 7 now done.
CSQ Capcom, Roger, you sound good. How's that checklist? All complete?
Roger, all complete except for squab.
Hey, Roger. How's the window attitude? Check okay?
Roger, right on the old Israel.
That's the way, boy. Okay, procedure corner, I'll give you a 1 minute hack before retro fire, and then I'll give you a 10 second countdown to what would normally be retro sequence. This time it'll just be a countdown to the 30 second point, and then a 10 second countdown to retro fire, and at the 5 point, I'll come out and tell you to arm squib. Over.
Roger, it's 5, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, retro fire.
How's your attitude, old Gordo? Good show, boy. Real fine. It looked like they came off right on the money on time.
This is Mercury Control. Astronaut Gordon Cooper now is re-entering the atmosphere. We have indications from the range tracker, a tracking ship downrange, that the standard blackout period, that is the period when communications are blanked out, occurred within about 2 seconds of the time it was programmed. This means that the re-entry apparently is going on a perfectly nominal or normal basis. Phase 7, with Gordon Cooper on board, is now beneath 100,000 feet, and we have just received a bulletin that the drogue parachute has deployed. The drogue parachute has deployed. Gordon Cooper has just reported he has a good main chute. The main parachute has deployed. The main parachute on Phase 7 has deployed, confirmed by Gordon Cooper. This is Mercury Control. Personnel aboard the USS Kearsarge has the parachute in sight. USS Kearsarge reports the spacecraft is on the water. Astronaut Gordon Cooper reports he is in fine condition. The Kearsarge is steaming at 30 knots toward the location of the spacecraft. This is Mercury Control. USS Kearsarge reports that astronaut Gordon Cooper is out of the spacecraft and has begun to climb down off the special adapter ring set out there to receive the spacecraft. This is Mercury Control.